Anthony Cummings joins us now on Racing HQ. Morning to you, mate.
Andrew, how are you?
Very well. I've had multiple trainers on this morning about this two-year-old race, just how strong it could be on the weekend.
Well, I think it's going to be stronger than the size in Brisbane.
Yeah, if they all, I mean, there's going to be some dual acceptors, but if the horses turn up that we expect, like Reloaded, your horse Prince for Was, and then you look at Discharged and maybe Disruptor and maybe Creator or Strasbourg, that tells us how strong it'll be.
Yeah, exactly. So it's, you know, you've got to stand tall if you get the winner's prize, that's for sure.
Well, how has Prince for Was done?
Yeah, very pleased. You know, he's still a maiden, so he's behind a couple of the others, but, you know, that's probably more circumstance than anything. His last one had plenty of merit in it, and he's done really well since then. Good gallop today, and on Saturday, he's sort of fitting well. So he goes in there with a really good chance, and, you know, I hopefully proves the booking of a float to Queensland worthwhile.
It's interesting. I made mention of this race from Newcastle last week on the show. Autocratic won it. Shadow Hero ran second. Both of those horses are certainly going to Brisbane. I think there's a race Saturday week. You're going to Saturday, but this form and the way you finished is the big positive.
Yeah, hit the line really well. I mean, we drew badly and, you know, the idea was to be sort of midfield, didn't want to give him too big a start, but just the way the race panned out, Tommy elected to go back. And from there, it was pretty difficult. Well, as it turned out, impossible to win. In doing that, I mean, the putter thing, the measure of time and speed of horses, at some point through the race, hit 72 kilometres an hour. It's about the fastest I've ever seen a horse or know of a horse going in that system or that measure. And so that speaks pretty well of him. So if he can do that again anywhere in this race, he's going to be hard to beat.
So off the readings that you got for Newcastle, you can it shows you just how quick the horse is travelling. 72K, that is up and about, you know.
It is. Well, it's faster than Winx went in any of her races, apparently.
Gee, that tells us how good the end of it was then. Is he a type that he takes a few days or is he just keep momentum up?
Oh, no, he just cruises along. Nothing really, you know, phases him much. He's got a good appetite, a good attitude to his work. He just enjoys the routine. So, you know, he's pretty simple, really.
So the plan is obviously draws yet to come tomorrow, but you'd like to just have him a little bit closer.
Certainly do. And probably going to put a set of blinkers on him. He's worked in blinkers his last two gallops. So the plan is to put them on for Saturday. I had thought probably about waiting until the race in Queensland, but I think, you know, probably better to have them on Saturday and then take them with him to Queensland.
Okay, so the plan would be to run at 1,400 on the weekend, hopefully run as you expect, and then give a serious to the JJ Atkins.
Yes.
Yep, okay. The other one was Agassi. What are you thinking here? Because it's nominated for both Randwick and Brisbane.
Yeah, he's actually in Brisbane now, so he'll run there. We weren't sure whether he was going to get a run or not. In the Fred Best, but turns out he just gets in. He'll go there. Larry Cassidy rode him in his gallop at Eagle Farm this morning, and he worked very well.
Okay. Off his last two or three runs, you've got him there at the right time. He's got a bit of an upward spiral.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, too, the change in circumstance going to Brisbane, it's just, yeah, he's been at work for a little while, and I think the change has sort of woken him up.
Sparked him up. Yep.
Yeah, just sort of sparked him up a bit, and it's just all a bit different and a bit more interesting. So I think that's been to his advantage.
Okay, well, good sign. So I guess he gets in there. I've been waiting for the order of entry. You've got the early mail, have you?
I rang and spoke to someone at Queensland Racing there, the handicappers, yesterday, and they said that he was either just in or two in or something like that. So it made it easier to work out what to do.
Yeah, no, that's good. I've got to ask you about something fast, because you said to us last Friday, the horse has got good ability, you'd been weighing up whether to run. Well, you pulled the right rein there.
Yeah, it turned out to be a clever thing to do, didn't it?
Got to get something right occasionally.
Occasionally goes right. Good ride, got back and sort of found cover. Still a bit goofy, like he's a bit hard to get in, such a big horse. But he got in, he got the right run, he got cover from Tim Martin's horse, who's a little bit wide in front of him, and that sort of helped him be strong right through the line. So I think that's more like, you know, his right racing pattern. The plan is to give him at least one more run. There's a 1500 coming up, similar sort of grade, and then probably give him a short let up for the spring.
Okay, all right. Well, watch for it next time around as well. Something fast. You got three today at Kembla. What's the best of them there for our listeners?
Probably Freedom Rock, I think. You know, he's going to be ridden a bit more forward. He got back the other day and basically switched off, so I put a set of blinkers on him. I'll put him on speed, and on his best work, he'll be competitive.
Okay, so that's race two, number two. All right, we'll wait and see what evolves this weekend, but it sounds like you've got a couple of decent chances in both places, and you're extremely happy with Prince Fawaz. Who takes the ride there?
Adam Hieronymus.
Adam, yep, you told me that this morning and I forgot to write it down. Adam Hieronymus. Good on you, mate. Good luck with the week ahead.
Okay, thank you.